A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch.
The lights probably gone.
So had the stairs.
You are just number six.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 499. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this time we are continuing our discussion about River. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. Yes, River was a BBC One television show from 2015, a six-part detective show, but with a strange supernatural twist. I'll mention that each episode is about 55 minutes long or thereabouts, an unusual police procedural or murder show for us to consider, one that has got a wonderful cast. The cast is just one of the many interesting things about this show for us to talk about, Brian.
Yes, that's right. And last time we discussed how Inspector John River is investigating who shot his former partner, Detective Sergeant Jacqueline Stevenson, usually known as Stevie. And this will take up most of the six episodes, but along the way, River also solves some other related cases, which expose some of the darker underbelly of employment and immigration and the legal system in London.
And one of the things I'd forgotten about this show until this rewatch was how he does solve a number of other cases as he's going along. He is quite a dogged detective who clears up certain cases. Now, along the way, he's going to uncover dark secrets about Stevie and her family. I'm going to say that Stevie's family, depicted as, I suppose, a London family who would normally have a slightly adversarial attitude towards the police and who were quite surprised when Stevie joined the police force.
They were clearly not happy with that.
Yes, I mean, you know, very interesting. And of course, as you said, Stevie is one of the ghosts or manifests who appear to River after their death and provide some counselling and advice to him. We mentioned last time the Victorian murderer, Dr. Cream, who is popping up from time to time to give some very intense advice to River. In the first episode, there's a suspect who fell to his death while being pursued by River. He pops up, rather disturbingly, appearing at the end of River's bed as he's trying to get to sleep. There's another character in the first episode who, I won't spoil who it is, but appears to be, let's just say, there's one sort of person who appears in the first episode, and then the mystery of that particular manifest is cleared up during the first episode, rather movingly.
Yeah, we get some interesting things there, and he is clearly not in control of when these manifests appear to him, and sometimes they're helpful and sometimes they can be quite adversarial to him. And it can be the same person can do both very often.
And of course, what we haven't really mentioned in great deal is the fact that to everybody else, it appears that River is talking to himself or talking to people who aren't there. And as you say, Brian, he has some quite intense conversations with people on railway platforms and so on, where he's been witnessed by the general public or by his work colleagues. And, you know, they find it quite distressing to see him like this.
Yeah, and his new partner, Ira, is sort of learning the patterns and knowing what's going on whenever he's doing it.
Yeah.
So the show takes an interesting approach to River's mental health and his grief over the loss of Stevie. And whether the manifests are a real thing or part of a mental health effect is ambiguous. But it is clear that he is having mental health struggles. And it's also clear that he has always been seeing and interacting with these dead people. And it's been something that's been there throughout his life. And this comes at some cost to him. And he discusses this with the appointed police psychotherapist, who is sympathetic to this. And we see over time that this is not a phenomenon that is a new discovery for her.
And I'll mention that she's played by Georgina Rich, who was in Sherlock. She was also in the MI5 show Spooks as well, although I don't know if she was in at the same time as Nicola Walker. But she, rather surprisingly, props because of her understanding of River's condition, she passes him as fit for duty. He's been required to have some sort of mandatory counselling after the loss of Stevie. One of his senior officers is quite clear that he wants River suspended or retired, and so there's a certain amount of surprise when the psychotherapist passes him as fit for duty. She is Dr. Fallows, and she discusses how quite a surprising number of people in everyday lives hear voices. And she invites River to come and join a sort of group session that provides therapy for other people who hear voices. Now, I'll say that River does go to a couple of these sessions with somewhat variable results, shall we say, Brian?
Yes, that's right. And you get the idea that this mental health professional is talking about how to help people who hear voices to manage that and to have it work well for them, not to make them go away. And we do get the suggestion that if River could somehow be cured of seeing people who aren't there, that maybe he would lose some of his skills as an intuitive detective, because that is part of what he does and it's part of who he is. And I think otherwise he fits sort of the pattern of our slightly rumpled TV detective with a complicated life and past history and so on. He has the overcoat and, you know, the flat or apartment with a vinyl record collection. He drives a distinct green Mercedes. You know, it fits into our TV detective ideas pretty well, I think.
We quite like our TV detectives to be sort of dour and complicated and rumpled slightly, don't we, Brian?
Quite often, yes.
We should say, of course, that River's intuitive work, his tendency to shoot off and follow strange leads, hunches, or even messages left on answer phones by Stevie, is somewhat infuriating to his work colleagues. We've mentioned Sergeant Ira King, who seems to have been assigned as a new partner. River is a bit suspicious that he's his new sort of nursemaid or watchdog who's to report back to the seniors. But Ira's quite interesting as well, Brian, because he's clearly trying to understand River and get used to River's strangeness and the fact that at times River is having conversations with people that Ira can't see. So I thought he was fascinating as well.
Yes, he clearly wants to work with River and get that balance to be able to use the skills that River has and support that while bringing his own skills to it, which are certainly significant as well.
I would add that I'll return to one of my regular themes, Brian, about depicting real work on television can be slightly dull. Ira King does seem to be doing something more approaching real police work, following up documents and CCTV and car registrations and so on, leaving, in a way, River to do our television intuitive detective who suddenly jumps at hunches and so on. I keep going on about this, don't I? If you depicted real work on TV, it looks quite dull.
That is often the case, yes. So we should get into some of our own thoughts about this show more than we already have. So, Eamon, what did you like about River?
There is an awful lot to like about this show, Brian. I will start with the BBC and the look and the sound and feel of the show. It's a great production. London, particularly by night, looks very impressive in this show. Looks really great. I loved all the sort of location work, particularly the Docklands and River travelling to work on the Docklands Light Railway while he's having intense conversations with Dr. Cream. So the look and the feel and the sound of the show I thought were really good.
Yes, I would agree with that. I will talk about the performances, which were extremely good. All of them were solid, but Stellan Skarsgård and Nicola Walker are spectacular in this, and they elevate what would have been a good show regardless. They elevate it to a different level. So they were a real highlight for me.
Absolutely. They're both of them are terrific. I mean, Skarsgård is just wonderful as the sort of detective, the troubled detective. He is quite, you know, River is quite a sort of empathic in his own way. He's actually, you know, he feels for the people involved in all these cases. And then when Nicola Walker as Stevie shows up on screen, they have that almost indescribable thing of chemistry, Brian. You know, they just, the pair of them are wonderful. And if River by himself is rather miserable, the pair of them together are just sort of electric. They, you know, Stevie brightens up everything. So the performances in this show throughout are great. I think Eddie Marson as Dr. Cream, this sort of, you know, real-life Victorian poisoner who has these very intense conversations with River, is also wonderful. But as I said in the last episode, the cast bats deep on this one, Brian.
Yes, it really does. And part of what Skarsgård accomplishes in this is playing this sort of very down, dour kind of character who is also very watchable and very sympathetic. So we get very easily that he is more than that. That he is empathetic and that he is very moral. And we get all of that in sort of a rounded package, but it lets us see this dour side front and center without him becoming sort of less interesting or harder to watch. And that is impressive. It was very well done. Nicola Walker, as a character who no one other than River can see, and not being able to interact with the physical world, she has to do a lot in order to, you know, stand toe-to-toe acting with Stellan Skarsgård. And she does it. It's right there, and it was really strong as well. So yeah, that was really something with this show. And indeed, the other cast, it was all very solid.
The writing of the show, we've got a high-profile TV writer, Abby Morgan. What did you think of the work on this show?
I thought it was very solid, actually. It has to bring a lot of ideas forward about mental health and about seeing people and how everyone else sees this, and at the same time it has to have a driving plot that keeps moving us forward, and it balances those sort of effortlessly. So I think the writing was great.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrific. I mean, the way this show deals with the cases, the sort of profound and moving way that various cases are dealt with, particularly when people in the show are near to death or dealing with extreme circumstances, or even when, you know, contemplating the worst possible things. And then the approach to mental health that is discussed by Dr. Fallows with River, her open, you know, attitude to people who experience voices, her support group for that. I thought this was really terrific. You know, the way this is dealt with throughout. Everything in this show is interesting and extremely well done.
Yeah, there's never a point where you're missing a character who isn't on screen or that you're waiting to move on to the next thing. It's always engaging.
Indeed. And I'll mention those pop songs, those late 70s sort of British, slightly low-rent disco songs, which are absolutely wonderful when they crop up. They're part of the show. They are particular favourites of Stevie, ones that she tries to get River to sing along to, and I thought they were hugely entertaining when they were used in this show.
They were well used. They fit in a style of show where you might think that they wouldn't, but they fit quite well. What did you think of the direction in this, Eamon?
I thought it was all pretty well done. I didn't notice any distinct differences between the pairs of episodes from the different directors. I thought the way they handled the scenes with River and his manifests, and then gave us a sort of external viewpoint that the rest of the world can see of River apparently interacting with nobody. I thought that was all very well done. What about yourself?
I thought it was very well directed. You have a lot of things going on in this show, and it's all sort of seamless and effortless, coming back to that word again. You don't sense any of the how it was made things or the different elements not quite fitting. It all blends and stands together very well. So yes, I think the direction in this was very solid.
So there's an awful lot to like about this show. Did you have anything in the negatives for River?
Well, there's not a lot. There are a few sort of familiar, almost stereotypical things that we've seen before. The troubled detective we've certainly seen. And I'll also add the having the older character not quite understanding how to do things with computers and the younger character being the one who picks it up and runs with it. There were some things like that.
Yeah, I guess so. That, you know, as we say, we love a troubled detective, a rumpled troubled detective on television. So there is a little bit of that. And as you say, he is quite grumpy about modern technology and, of course, prefers his vinyl collection for listening to some of this 70s disco. Ira King, as his new sergeant, has to help deal with all the technology for him and keeps saying to him things like, you know, you can get all that on your phone, which is fun.
Yes. And it did work well. So, you know, these are sort of nitpicking type things, I would say, for sure.
It's like, you know, content note, of course, that this is a show that deals with violence, with death, with some gore and some discussions of and depictions of suicidal ideation. I don't think that's a real sort of con. I think it's just, as we said before, Brian, it's a sort of content note, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something to be aware of. I don't think this is too far from what we see in a lot of TV detective type shows.
Yeah, yes. We don't see too many gory murder scenes. It's not quite Dexter with blood splatter everywhere. It's not quite that bad. Although we do, as we say, see the back of Stevie's head at one point, which is rather gruesome.
Yes. Is Skarsgård in this a little on the old side to be, you know, a working detective out on the streets?
I think he probably is, Brian, but I don't hold that against this show. I think, you know, having got Stellan Skarsgård, you're going to cast him as John Ripper.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the slightly old detective, again, it's a feature of television shows, isn't it?
Does this go back to Dixon of Dock Green?
Well, I was going to say, Dixon of Dock Green, how old was Jack Warner when he was, you know, he should have been collecting his pension for decades, never mind years. But yeah, he was probably too old when the show started, never mind when it finished. Yeah, he is slightly too old, but I don't hold that against this show. I think he, you know, he looks great. And it's a feature of the show. You know, the senior officer is trying to get him to retire, wants rid of him.
Yeah, I think it does work well in the context of a TV show like this one. So yeah, there are some things we can mention, but these cons are all pretty minor stuff.
It sounds like it's time to move on to recommendations, Brian. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I will recommend this. I'll give this a strong recommendation. It is a very compelling story. It's sort of on the edge of our remit of things that we cover, because the fantastical aspect is ambiguous whether it's a real thing or not, but I think it fills out the things we cover nicely. So yes, it's very compelling. It's an excellent show. So absolutely strong recommendation from me.
And it's going to be the same from me too. As you know, I've struggled with our last three shows, Brian, but this one to start our new year, what a terrific start. What a great show. Hasten to your streaming platform to find River, particularly if you've not seen it before. It is a wonderful show. I enjoyed it even more the second time. I may go back and watch it a third time, Brian. I enjoyed it that much. So it's definitely two solid recommendations from us here on British Invaders for River.
Very good. So, in summary, River introduces us to John River and his former police partner, Stevie. And we quickly learn that River is a character who sees dead people. And Stevie is in fact the former partner because she was murdered. And she is one of these people that he is seeing. And we see over time that there are a lot of characters who are dead, who he sees. Sometimes they are helping him, sometimes they are more adversarial. And he is successful as a police detective. He is solving cases. And he is working on what will become the central case of this show, and that is the murder of his partner, Stevie.
A fascinating show. If you've seen it, or if you watch it after listening to our review, please get in touch and let us know what you thought.
Please do.
And please come back next time when we're looking at an old show that has just been released on DVD. We're going back to ITV in 1965, and we are anticipating the approach of Object Z. Something to talk about next time, Brian.
Absolutely. That will give us plenty to talk about for sure. Until then, you can find all of our episodes at BritishInvaders.com, including the ones that are no longer in the feed. And you can find us on Facebook if you search for British Invaders on Facebook. We have a group there. We are also on Instagram and on Threads. We are at British_Invaders_podcast on both of those platforms.
Yes, please find us on the socials, give us a follow, and also find us as part of the Voice of Geeks Network, which you will find at vognetwork.com. Come along and join the Voice of Geeks, find out what other podcasts, what Twitch streaming and gaming content and other geeky stuff you can find at the Voice of Geeks.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening, and this is Brian from Canada signing off.
Yes, thank you very much indeed. Until next time, Eamon in England signing off with, I love to love, but my baby just loves to dance. He wants to dance. He loves to dance. Ooh.